Welcome and thank you for joining us on the Stay Healthy South Sound podcast, where we want to give you tips on staying healthy and even expose common myths about health and aging so you can enjoy a healthier and active life in the amazing South Sound. Brought to you by Dr. Jennifer Penrose, owner of Penrose & Associates Physical Therapy.
Welcome and thank you for joining us on the Stay Healthy South Sound podcast, where we want to give you tips on staying healthy and even expose some common myths about health and aging so you can enjoy a healthier and active life in the amazing South Sound. So first of all, I'm Dr. Jennifer Penrose, and we're going to uncover the myth that losing weight is about eating less and moving more, and also just about the program that we went through called the TLS Way and how it decreases systemic inflammation. So today I have a client that did our New Year, New You. It was an 8-week wellness weight loss program. Kathy, thanks so much for being here today to share your story and to validate to everybody it's not about eating less or moving more, and to inspire others on their journey of better health. So thanks for being here.
You're welcome.
So first, just explain to everybody, you know, our listeners, like, why did you sign up for this 8-week program? What was it that spoke to you about it? What were you excited about it? Kind of tell us what motivated you.
Well, I was at the point where I was even thinking about staying fat and being, you know, a fat grandma, and I just couldn't do that. So the fact that it was a total program and that you were a part of it, that, you know, I've been to physical therapy. Sure. So I felt good about that. And a total, did I say total program?
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought it was worth a try, and I knew about it far enough ahead of time. That helped. I was prepared. And I also did, on my own, I did some low glycemic eating ahead of time.
We did kind of put it out there for a couple months about this low glycemic eating program that we Yes. wanted to do with people.
Yeah.
Well, good. And I think that was a lot of people that did the program already knew me through the physical therapy aspect. So I think that was a big, you know, establishing relationships and people and trust and getting, you know, letting them know, like, look, we're going to offer this service now. So I just want to give you guys a background a little bit why I wanted to do this. Is I was searching for a program for weight loss that would really work, because I see so many patients in the clinic, you know, they're having knee pain and they know that their weight is an issue, but they don't really know what to do. They feel stuck. And so I think I felt like I wanted to help more people with their overall health and joint health. But when I thought about, you know, it's a fact that 1 pound of weight that you lose removes 4 pounds of pressure off of your knees. So if you lose 10 pounds, that's 40 pounds of pressure off your knees. And that can make all the difference with my knee pain people. And then just to make a difference in being able to help people walk further, enjoy their grandkids, keep up with family and friends and enjoy things. I don't know, that was my motivation. That was my why of, like, what can I do to help my people more than I already am just in physical therapy, like this overall health thing. So I went on a hunt to find a good, solid program that was science-based and was eating really real food, not a bunch of packaged things. So that's kind of why I went down that road. And then, you know, Kathy, if you can speak to, like, did you find relief in your joints with this program and this way of eating? Maybe kind of speak to kind of some of that.
I sure did. I have arthritis in my feet, and that was a problem. And I've had 4 joint replacements.
So, yes.
Yes, been there, done that. But I'm surgery-free for almost 10 years now. So, yeah, but I definitely have noticed it in walking. I was limited. My ankles would hurt, and that made a difference. And
the inflammation, I think we heard a lot of comments from people in the group that we coached. And I think what you're validating is this way of eating automatically was anti-inflammatory. So we removed dairy out of the picture, and a lot of gluten, you know, no wheat or, you know, grains and such. And so people that may not have known they were sensitive to those things, inflammation was coming from some of that. And so once we took that away, people were doing really well eating just primarily plant-based, you know, lots of veggies, lots and lots of veggies and lean proteins. people started to realize like, oh, I do feel less in my joints.
Yes. I didn't know that inflammation was a problem, or I didn't have a word for it, but I'd had adult acne. I'm 72, you know?
You shouldn't have acne anymore.
Well, no, no. And it wasn't as bad, but it was still going on. But as just a couple weeks into the program, I think probably the cleanse made a big difference. But wow, my face is cleared up and my family and friends noticed right away that I just look better. So
it is amazing how eating that way helps with skin and then mm-hmm. the joints feeling better. But we had lots of comments in the program about that. And I really think it was people didn't realize they were just a little bit sensitive to potentially the grains and mm-hmm. the carbs and the dairy. And so once they were off that and eating real clean, it was like, oh, I feel better. My skin looks better. It was kind of an interesting side note. Even my husband who went through it, he definitely noticed if he eats any, you know, bread now, basically carbs, starchy carbs, he feels sluggish. He feels yucky. He feels hot and inflamed. And so he doesn't really miss that stuff.
That feeling. Yeah. It was like I can watch my grandkids have pizza and I'm fine.
Yep. Because it's like, I know what I feel like after I eat that. But until you kind of go through that and then reintroduce it, you almost don't, it's somewhat subtle, I guess. Like, you know, my husband didn't put that together until after trying to reintroduce it, then it was like, oh.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, I do think this program was pretty neat in terms of inflammation and just feeling better, you know, even skin looking and feeling better. The other thing I want to kind of go to is I've met a lot of, obviously, patients over the years that have tried multiple diets and that whole eat less, move more mentality that just doesn't seem to work long term. And so that's why I really wanted to understand the science and why that didn't work. And I was really curious as a health provider to learn about fat burning versus fat storage. Is there any previous diets or eating habits that you tried in the past that you want to comment on that?
Well, one is funny. When I was a senior in college, my roommate and I did the drinking man's diet. So we had steak and lamb chops, and I can't remember, but it didn't work. And it seems like when I was first teaching, I did a lot of counting carbs, very low carbs. So we're talking Atkins, I think, and other programs. And I did lose weight. You know, I've just kind of gradually gotten bigger, and COVID hasn't helped.
Sure.
But I've got a lifetime membership in Weight Watchers. I reached my goal.
Oh,
and okay. I've thought about going back to that. Some of my neighbors have, because I know that there's science there, too.
Sure.
And I was impressed with the program. But this is just easier to do. Mm-hmm. Rather than keeping track of points.
Yeah, once you learn the principles of it, like in the beginning, it can be a lot of information, but once you learn the principles of it, it is really not hard to do when you travel. It's really not hard to do on a daily, you know, if you work a very busy schedule, like it is doable with some planning, but it's not, I don't know that it's all consuming, like counting, I don't know, points or calories or like that part of it, you don't have to stay on.
No, like I know from the experience that I have, I don't write down amounts anymore. I do keep track,
sure.
But I know how much protein I want. And if I'm not sure, I measure it, but I got a pretty good idea most of the time.
It just seems like in terms of this program, I don't know if the other ones were like this, but this one really wanted to educate people about their metabolism and to rev up your metabolism. Our culture is not very good at eating multiple times a day. It sounds counterintuitive, but you need to have breakfast and then a mid-morning snack, afternoon lunch, and then afternoon snack, and then dinner. And when you eat frequently, you actually make your metabolism rev up. You actually get it kicking up into gear to work harder and to have protein at all those intervals. And when we were looking at all the people submitting their food logs into us, you know, the 20 some people that were in the group, the ones that had a little more, you know, that weren't seeing the weight and inch loss happening the way they wanted, usually we could identify on the logs, they weren't getting, they were skipping the mid-morning snack. They were skipping the mid-afternoon snack, or they weren't getting enough total protein in the day. So it was kind of, I feel like this program really, like, I mean, if you really follow that, you tend to see the results you're wanting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I think most people feel like it's counterintuitive to eat more often.
Well, because I'm not necessarily hungry in the morning. Right. My breakfast is pretty good size and I can forget and go, oh,
it's lunchtime.
Well, and I haven't had my mid-morning snack yet. So that part I can do better at, but I still am fitting those in.
Yeah, but it is one of those, like, to get people to get on that bandwagon when they're so used to, you know, the eat less, right? And counting, like, you kind of think, well, I don't want to add any more into my day. It was a pretty big mind shift for several people in the group that is how you increase your metabolism. And then getting enough protein, that helps with building muscle. And the more muscle you have, the higher your metabolism. So that was the other piece of it, is trying to get people to understand that, you know, the strength training, you need to have the protein and then you'll build more muscle and then your metabolism will go up. So I think that was kind of one thing I felt like people, I hope that message came across, of like, eating more often is the answer. It depends on what you're eating, of right. course. But does that seem like that was something, were the other programs you did they have you eat frequently like that?
No.
Yeah.
It's a long time since, I think it was maybe the 80s when I did Weight Watchers, and I know it's
changed
and simplified, but boy, the science aspect sure brought me on board. Sure. Things that I knew, and I've had a trainer before and learned some things, but it was just all together right there.
Yeah.
So.
Right. And it was great, I think, every week picking a topic to have an educational video on, like reading labels or metabolism. We picked something every week to try to educate everybody about.
Yes, and I go back to those.
Yeah, the videos are still there. They're available anytime.
Right, and just the knowing that you were doing it with a group.
Right.
That support was really good.
Yeah, no, I thought it was great for getting recipes and getting ideas, problem solving. I thought all that was great. I want to share a little bit with people, like, in this program, we had 28 people over this 8-week time frame, and the weight loss really ranged. It was quite a range, but that wasn't the only thing we focused on. So we did focus on inches lost that we had to measure every week. And for our listeners, what I thought was really interesting is, you know, 1 inch off the waist is equivalent to 1% body fat loss, which was nice to track, because that's really what people are trying to do, is lose fat, not muscle. So we had a pretty good range from 5 to 18 pounds in 8 weeks. And then the inches, I think the range ended up being from 1 to 5.5 inches in the group. And it was interesting, the person who lost the least amount of weight lost the most inches. So they really lost fat, and then I think they were very committed to exercise, and so they might have gained some weight in muscle, so they didn't see their weight change a lot, but they lost 5.5 inches off their waist, which is huge. That's huge. So it was interesting to see that even though some of the people didn't lose as much weight, they lost a lot more inches. People who lost less in inches lost a lot of weight. It was just kind of it was a little bit of a mix, but it was kind of interesting to see that. But I thought the inches was definitely, I think, helpful to put in perspective that lots of things were happening for people, and it wasn't always, each week wasn't the same. Is that kind of what your experience for you was?
Well, I loved losing both.
I know, right? I know. Me too.
Yeah. But yes, the inches, that was great, because I had specific spots where I wanted to see it go. And
right.
Yeah.
And fit into clothes that...
Oh, there's something I didn't mention. Yes. Fitting into clothes that I haven't worn.
Yeah. It's kind of nice when that happens. So I felt the same way. I'm like, oh, I can wear some of this stuff I haven't worn in a bit. This will be nice. Anything else that you just felt improved in your overall health that you haven't mentioned?
Just overall mood and my self-confidence. I was just, you know, proud of myself for doing this. And that motivates you to stay with it.
Yeah,
I felt good about myself. I think my digestion overall has been better. Cravings were gone. And that's a big one. I used to, like, at night at TV, I'd eat snacks,
sure.
crackers, cookies, nuts.
Right.
Yeah, or it's an anxiety thing, too, to self-soothe. With snacks, and now I don't feel hungry.
Right.
So that's made a difference, and I see the scale changing and the measurements changing. So
that's good. I was surprised at the energy. I felt like I had more energy eating this way and giving up the, like, breads and grains. Like, I don't know. It just seemed to give you I didn't need to have the caffeine in the morning is kind of what I started to notice. It's like, okay, like, I feel good just based on eating better.
Yes, I've had coffee a time or two, and I thought, what was so great that I had to have it every day?
We just got trained.
Really? Yeah, it's a habit. Yeah. So I don't miss it.
As a listener to the Stay Healthy South Sound podcast, we're offering a free 15-minute consultation to discuss wellness and weight loss goals. Go to drpenroseweightloss.com to take the weight loss profile survey. On the website, you will also find free resources and educational videos about how to read labels, low glycemic impact eating, recipes, and more. Next coaching group starts in September, and we hope to see you there.
We're going to dive into each of these topics a little deeper. So we're going to hit some of the highlights of the program, I think. So the first one we're going to talk about a little bit is the low glycemic impact eating that this program did. And I think for some people, they might be kind of wondering, like, okay, what does this program look like in terms of meal planning? What did we eat? And, like, the first 30 days was a little more strict than the second 30 days. So we could talk about the first week is a cleanse, and everybody always gets nervous with that term. What did you think about the cleanse?
Well, the first couple of days, you kind of keep going because you know you need to.
Right.
But started feeling better. And then I'm the one that had the colonoscopy. You know, before I was done with the cleanse, I had to do the colonoscopy prep. Yeah. So yeah. I was clean.
You're like, I had extra cleanse.
Oh, yeah, but I'm thinking I'll probably do it again, maybe not a whole week.
Yeah.
But
I think I want to do one again in the fall. Like, I think I'll do it again. I think it will be good to do it twice a year, personally, just on a health basis. I don't think it's a bad idea to cleanse your system. So it's not like you're running to the bathroom all the time. Like, people always want to know that. But I had to work. I had a pretty heavy schedule at work that week. And I was a little nervous about the cleanse because I'm like, I'm treating patients. What if I need... And it was, I'll be right back. It wasn't that bad, but definitely it helped that Nancy warned us to not do too many of the, you can cut those cleanse tablets in half. And then if you're doing okay, you could upgrade, right? Instead of having two capsules to start with one. And so I think, you know, there's ways to make it so that you don't just start full bore if you don't need to.
Well, that's another big part of the program that we haven't mentioned is right. All the science behind this and Nancy.
Yeah.
She knows everything.
Yeah. So Nancy has a PhD and she's got her background kind of in chemistry and she just has a lot of help in this regard. So she definitely helped me coach through the program with everybody. And it was fantastic to be able to turn to her really quickly. But definitely the cleanse is not as scary as people, I think, initially think it's going to be, but it's definitely a lot of veggies. I felt like I was in that week. I ate more veggies in that week than I had in probably a month. So, I mean, it's a lot of vegetables, but I mean, it worked and I never went hungry. And that was the point, is you're not going to go hungry. If you're hungry, then you didn't eat enough vegetables. So it kind of restricts your protein that week in particular. Like, you were really only having
a little bit, and it was just a lot of veggies. And then also the capsules that kind of help cleanse out your liver. And really it's a bunch of just natural herbals. If you read the label, it's a bunch of natural herbs that are kind of cleansing out the liver based on good science and data. So it's nothing scary, but I think everyone gets nervous about that part of it. And then the rest of the 30 days, it is a lot of vegetables and no dairy and no breads and no starches, you know, no potatoes because of the glycemic index on those. But I think that what I really learned about the glycemic impact, what helps blunt the glycemic effect of food is eating a protein and a healthy fat helps blunt that blood sugar response. And then that way you won't store that extra blood glucose as fat if you're blunting it. So that's why the healthy fat and the lean protein when you're eating, you know, because even vegetables are carbohydrates, they're healthy carbohydrates, but you are, you know, if you're eating that protein and healthy fat, you're going to blunt any kind of extra glycemic response. To me, that was really like, okay, that's why I'm having my avocado at my breakfast meal or my avocado at lunchtime with my other stuff. So you get that healthy fat plus the protein. So both of those kind of help blunt it. So I kind of thought that was an interesting, I don't know, it just helped me realize, why am I having the healthy fat again? Besides, I should have the health, like what other things does it do for me?
Yeah, well, good reminder for me. And who doesn't like avocados?
Oh, so I know if you don't like avocado, I think there's something wrong. Yeah. Anything else you kind of thought about with the low glycemic eating or like meals?
One thing I noticed was that vegetables actually tasted sweeter because I'd eliminated sugar, and I noticed, wow, you know.
You can actually taste the vegetable, yeah.
Yeah, they taste better.
Yeah.
I like that.
Well, and I liked just learning other ways to flavor them, the different recipes that people came up with, the different spices, balsamic vinegar. Like it, there's ways to make vegetables taste, you know, just to add extra spice to it or flavor to it. But, you know, you don't have to have all those other, you know, sugars and the high, the dressings out there. Some of them are not good. What was your favorite meal during that 30 day? Did you have one that you really liked that was primarily veggies?
Most days I have a salad, a big salad for lunch, and I really enjoy that. I have the protein, and I find I don't need to use oil because I have my avocado, and I have different proteins that I will use and mix in some crunchy vegetables, and that's a treat for me.
Yeah, I've gone to just at lunchtime doing the romaine lettuce, you know, like because it's such a long leaf, like it acts like a little bit of a boat, if you will. And then I put my turkey in that, and then like broccoli slaw that you buy in the package at Safeway or
I've
wherever.
Seen that. Yeah.
And then that just puts a bunch of, you know, stuff in there and tomatoes. And then I have it's a dressing from Spuds, but it basically doesn't have much sugar or fat in it. So, and it's like a pesto sauce kind of. Ooh. Tastes really good. And then they make other ones that are spicy, but they all pass the label test. So that's good. Cause I don't want to have extra sugars or fats.
Wow, that pesto sauce rang a bell with me.
I love pesto. Yes. Yeah. So I've just gone away from, you know, not having bread and just finding a different way to eat more. You know, I think in the past it was always work to figure out how am I going to get these vegetables in? And now it's not. It's just routine.
I buy, you know, the veggies that sometimes the radishes sit for a while because I don't get around to rinsing and chopping them up. But you can get a lot of prepared veggies. This might be coming up later, topic. But so I always have a bag of snap peas and carrots and you can buy a number of vegetables ready to eat. Right. So that's helpful.
How about reading labels? I kind of want to point out to people that the Fabulous Five rule, I felt like it was such a help to me
to not eat too many starchy carbs that get deposited as fat. And so when, and just in general, reading that label, like you want the Fabulous Five rule, I'll just try to drill it down. You want, if you can, more than 5 grams of protein in a serving. So when you're reading the label, they always are kind of giving you the reference in terms of a serving. So more than 5 grams of protein per serving, and then more than 5 grams of fiber. So fiber and protein, but you want less than 5 grams of sugar and less than 5 grams of fat. And then the net carbs, this is the one that I pay attention to a lot. You want to keep that in the single digits per serving. It's pretty hard if you're buying anything, quote, processed to get 5 carbs or less. Sometimes you can, but at least get in the single digits. So that's kind of been a great way when I go shopping for, you know, like for a protein bar, right? Or, you know, whether it's a dressing that I'm putting on my, you know, stuff at lunchtime, all those, it has to kind of meet those criteria. And it just helps me to figure out what things I can buy that are better for my family and what things aren't as good. So I feel like the Fabulous Five rule helped me, it helped me rein that in a little bit. And then the net carbs being in the single digits. And then the ingredient list. I think we talked about how, like, you don't want that ingredient list to be too long. You should be able to pronounce everything on the ingredient list. So I don't know if that, if the label, that was one of the videos in, I think, week 2 or 3 that we went over on one of our weekly Zoom calls. Did you find that to be somewhat helpful, the label stuff?
Yes, although I did know that.
Okay, from before.
Yeah, good. From Weight Watchers, I guess, yeah.
Okay, and they went over like the net carbs part of it too?
Yes.
Oh, good, good. That's great. I didn't know if they used the same numbers, but that's good. Then it's consistent. I wish they would kind of teach middle schoolers how to read labels. I feel like they should start that in school.
I think all of our young people have gained weight over this last year.
Right. Yeah, yeah, I just kind of feel like it would be a game changer. And then the shakes in the program, we kind of haven't talked about everything else that's in the program, but there are these protein shakes that are pretty unique. They're 19 grams of protein and 10 grams of fiber and only 2 grams of sugar. And I think what I really appreciate about these is they don't taste gritty when you blend them pretty well. I mean, they taste okay in the blender bottle too, but they are, my kids will drink them. They're not, you know, they don't turn their nose at them like a lot of other shakes. And then the fiber, like it's hard to find a protein drink that has fiber in it as well. So I don't know if you like, I've gone into stores and started reading labels in terms of protein stuff, and I can't find one that's similar.
Not that I know about.
And then it also didn't have, obviously, since this program is trying to get you to stay in the single digits for carbs, it doesn't have a whole lot of carbs either, which is what we're trying to avoid.
It tastes good.
Yeah, so. And it tastes great. Yeah, so, and it's easy. That was I think that's what I like about it, is getting a quick mid-morning or mid-afternoon snack that I don't have to go prepare another, I don't have to chop up more vegetables, or I don't have to grab more, I can just do the shake. It's just easy. I don't know if that's how you feel. I feel like it helps me stay on that, keeping my metabolism revved up.
Well, I add treats.
Yes.
One day I do chocolate with extra cocoa powder.
Yes, that's a
good
one.
And then the days in between, every other day, is the vanilla.
Yeah.
And I add frozen berries.
Yes.
So good. So
tastes like a milkshake.
Yeah.
Practically.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love adding the frozen fruit to it. And then I've also added like different extracts, right? So I've added almond extract. It really, sometimes that just tastes really good. I've done a pumpkin extract to it. So it tastes like a pumpkin pie kind of flavor. That one's been cool. Yeah. And then I did a mint one with spinach. So I had a shamrock shake, basically. Yeah.
Well, I haven't tried that yet, but my brother and sister-in-law put kale in everything. So yeah. It's spinach.
Yeah. So I think adding the mint to it kind of makes it kind of fun. It's like, you know, make it green, but then make it taste like mint.
And something for me to try.
Yeah. So you can have fun with them. That's the other, I think, kind of your point. Like you can definitely make them, you know, kind of flavor them how you want, whether it's the dark chocolate cocoa powder that you're adding or the fruit or the different extracts that kind of make it interesting. I also like baking with it. I don't know if you've used it much for baking the muffins or...
I think I'll do more of it as the weather cools off.
Oh, yeah.
I've made muffins a couple times, but not a lot of baking.
Yeah. It's just kind of a fun alternative for a snack is having a chocolate muffin with those Lily chocolate chips in them, you know, the stevia chocolate chips. So it's not, you know, the healthier version of chocolate chips. That's been good.
Tastes good.
Yeah. And then the supplements, there are a few supplements in this program that are plant-based and shown to help improve blood lipids and inhibit carbs from being deposited as fat and help with leptin sensitivity. I don't want to dive into them too much, but like one is Leptacor and one is Welltrim in the Trim Tea, and both have great studies to show their effectiveness. And I can link those in the show notes for people who are listening. And then we also took those daily essentials, the high quality volumes and vitamins that help and have an antioxidant called OPC3, which helps with the inflammation. And then the magnesium to help with sleep and recovery and bone health. And I think, you know, we had people comment a lot in the program, one on, you know, how they were feeling better in those avenues. And some of that I think was coming, you know, there's probably an element of some of those vitamins making a difference. So I don't know if you want to comment on that.
Well, when I ran out, I went back to what I was taking before, and I think I noticed a difference. And I just like the idea of drinking it, getting your vitamins on an empty stomach and mm-hmm. knowing that you're absorbing it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a good thing to point out. These vitamins are a powder and you add water to it. And when you take it on an empty stomach, so you get it absorbed. So they're called, it's called an isotonic form. And we know that when we take it that way, that your body absorbs 95% of it right away. And so it's kind of people really do notice the difference. And even my husband was like, I really like having that in the morning. I just feel better. Like energy wise. And he could tell when if he didn't have it, he could tell a difference.
Yeah, I could too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and then the Welltrim is in that trim tea, and that cuts inflammation by 52%. So I think there were people that noticed, you know, in addition to the way we were eating, there were some of these other things we were taking that made an effect on inflammation. And so we kind of talked about that already. And I think you mentioned, like, you noticed with dairy, like for you, that was one of the things that was causing inflammation. Yes. Is that right?
Yeah. And I'd been having yogurt every day and cheese, sour cream. Those things are not good for me.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have figured it. I mean, I think you noticed it after you had been eating this way and then tried to add them back in, you had a reaction to it.
I ate a protein bar yes, that was unfortunate. Yes, I had an allergic reaction.
Yeah, but we learned. The other thing in this program that it really kind of hounded on was protein. Getting enough protein. And most people don't get enough protein. And when people turned in their food logs, I noticed, you know, oftentimes if they weren't getting the results that they were wanting, that if they increased their protein, then they started to see a dramatic improvement the next week. So there is a way to calculate your protein number. I'll let people, you can definitely Google it. We won't get into the nitty gritty on that. But basically, most of us really need to focus on getting more protein during the day, so that eating that morning lunch and or breakfast and the mid-morning snack, lunch, mid-afternoon, and then evening, that really, really made a pretty big deal. And I think we talked about eating fiber and protein at every meal makes losing weight no big deal. That was the big mantra. Like, it kept coming back around.
It sticks. Yeah.
Yeah. And I just think the shakes are just so helpful to get your protein and get your fiber in, because I didn't really want to, like I said earlier, I didn't really want to go back in the kitchen and prep something else for another snack. I was much more inclined to drink the shake with adding spinach to it or blueberries. And that just was an easier way. And it was a treat too, like to add the different flavors and feel like I was having a milk. I felt like I was having dessert sometimes.
Well, you know, I wake up in the morning, oh boy, it's chocolate day, or oh boy, it's berry day, you know?
Yeah, it helps. There's something psychological about that, I think, too. Yeah. So getting enough protein in, people, figure out what your protein number is. And then fiber, I think that was another surprise for people, is learning that most of us aren't getting enough fiber in the day. Like we're supposed to get 35 grams of fiber in a day, and that helps prevent colon cancer, for one, and it helps clean us out and get those toxins out. So it's really important. And I think we learned that the average person gets about 10 grams of fiber a day. So that's pretty shy of the recommendation. And I feel like this program and continuing the lifestyle, like it is not, it's work to get all that, those veggies and fiber in, but it happens now. Whereas before, I know I wasn't getting 35 grams of fiber.
No. Eating things that fill you up but are not good for you. Yeah. So
pretty much.
Yeah.
So everybody get your fiber and get your protein. Yep. That's the take home message. Is there anything you want to add on that?
I think having a journal and logging what I eat and exercise is good for me. That fits my personality and my lifestyle. And I've kept every sheet.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and I go back and, you know, and I write the weight that I ended up that week and try to look at my exercise, that I'm getting enough. And I can kind of, sometimes I can say, oh yeah, I only did this or that and need to do more. So that is helpful.
It is. It kind of, when you track it, you actually can see what you did. And that's the other thing in this program. We did provide exercise. I recorded some YouTube videos and gave out some kind of like Word documents to kind of list out the exercises for different levels of abilities so that people had somewhere to start with exercises. So that was included in the program.
I should have mentioned that first. I mean, that's one of the reasons, is because I knew that you would have an exercise program and I needed that, and it's made a huge difference. And I've worked a well-rounded program, mm-hmm. not just the one body part that needs work right now.
Right. Yeah. I tried to do a full body. Yeah, the core, legs, upper body, posture, stretching. It was the whole thing included, because I knew most of the clients that were going to be joining this were probably past patients. And so it was kind of like one of those, like, I know how to put this together that will work for the clients that I serve.
Right. Because you see the weight.
Resistance.
Yeah. Resistance training. And if you just jump into that without any guidance, usually you can hurt yourself.
Usually you get hurt.
Yeah. So these, I felt like the exercises were designed for me, and I would, able to add weight or
progress.
Yes.
So that was a big portion of the program that we'll keep going forward. Besides the educational component and explaining the science behind things and using products that have science behind them, and then having Nancy as a resource for bouncing off questions was also a key component, being part of the group and the weekly Zoom calls to go over the whatever the topic that week was. That was really, really key, I think. And just being there for one another in the Facebook group. We created the private Facebook group so that people could, I think, encourage each other, learn from each other, see what problem solve, ask questions. I thought it was a nice way to kind of work through things and coach the whole group together.
It was helpful, and some questions came up that I hadn't thought of.
Right.
So,
and that's why we really wanted everyone to do the private Facebook group, is that way someone might think of a question that you didn't think of, but you learned from their question and learned from the answer. And then Nancy and I could share stuff intermittently in there for people to ponder and think on and remind them of things. I thought it was a really good way for learning and for keeping the group kind of cohesive, if you will. So I thought that was a great way to do it. What was the most helpful thing that we taught you?
probably protein and fiber at every meal makes losing weight no big deal. So
yeah.
That one sticks.
And that I feel that this is a lifestyle. I don't intend to go back to the way I ate before.
Yeah.
I can have a treat and then go back to the best way to eat.
Yeah. Well, we talked about that on one of the education sessions. We talked about, like, and I even think Nancy said this too, like, if you're going to a wedding and you're going to have dinner and there's going to be dessert, you know, like, the closer you have that dessert to your meal, the less likely your blood sugar is going to rise. So if you're going to have dessert, make sure you're eating it kind of piggybacking on the meal so that you're blunting that glycemic effect with your protein that you just had, hopefully, whatever you just ate, had some protein and a healthy fat, because then when you have the sugar, it's blunted a little bit. That's kind of one thing I learned from the program too, is just, all right, if I'm going to have dessert, sugar, you know, a treat, I need to make sure I'm having it after a meal or with protein and a healthy fat, because then it won't be quite as bad in terms of your glycemic effect. So I thought, oh, that was good advice for us to remember, like, okay, if I'm going to have this dessert, I need to have it after dinner and not 2 hours later, hopefully, if you can control that. I mean, sometimes you can't. If you're at a wedding, you're going to eat dessert when they serve it.
Cut the cake.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, one thing that Nancy said that stuck with me is there are only three bites that count.
Right.
The first bite and the last bite, and I guess one in the middle.
Yeah.
And you don't need to have more than three bites enjoy the treat.
Right.
You're just shoveling it in.
Right.
After the first bite, you get, oh, yeah, that's really good.
Right.
And then that last bite, so you can remember, right. So you don't need to eat as much.
Yeah, exactly. That I thought that was another key thing too. And she's right, because when I have had treats, it's been just a little sliver, you know, like just two little, it is. It's like it satisfies. And then after that, I don't really need more than that. So.
Yeah, I felt I needed to have, when my grandchildren had birthdays, I have to have a piece of cake, but I didn't want to eat the whole thing. And
yeah, just a little taste. I'm good.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Yep. I would agree. I think that was a good point. What is something you want to say to someone that is thinking, I'm not sure that this program would work for me?
Learn more about it. I just listen to the podcast. You can read things online. And the more I found out, the better it sounded to me.
Yeah.
Talk to someone that's done it.
Yeah. You certainly can reach out to me. I'm happy to talk about it and give references. But yeah, I think it's doable. It's one of, like you said, this is one that isn't hard to keep doing. What goals do you still have, if you're comfortable sharing? And I can share some of my own that I have from a health perspective on this. Are there still some goals that you're wanting to see happen?
Well, I'm not at my goal weight yet.
Okay.
So I am continuing.
Good.
Yeah, I'm sticking with mostly the second program, the rapid weight loss.
Yeah, rapid results.
Rapid results.
Yeah, so it still doesn't let you have, just so our listeners know, you still aren't having any dairy or grain. It's basically the veggies and the lean protein.
Right. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm still following that one pretty much. I don't really need the grain. I am having a little bit of dairy. Like, I'll put a little cheese on my salad or, you know. But you found out dairy is inflammatory for you. So
yes.
If I had that problem, I wouldn't do dairy again either. So I'm a little bit flexible, but I'm still doing mostly the rapid results too. And I just feel better. Like, I just do. I would like to be able to fit into some of my other clothes still yet. So I don't know, after you have three kids, that little tummy stuff, I'm like, I just want to get rid of, like, so I don't really have for me, it's not a weight thing anymore. It's the, like, just that little bit there. I want to wear some of my clothes from before. And if it takes a while, it takes a while, but that's it. But I feel better.
That's the main thing. I mean, I've reached my age where I want to live the rest of my life as healthy as I can.
Yep.
And be active. And this is a part of that.
And then we always ask these questions on our podcast, so it's kind of fun. What is something in the Pacific Northwest that you have not done yet that's on your bucket list to do? Is there anything?
Well, there are a lot of beaches I haven't been to, especially since I've moved. I have been in Puyallup most of my professional life, and now I'm in Lacey, so I'm seeing everything down here in the South Sound, and I want to get to more islands.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't been to the San Juan Islands. I mean, there's lots of stuff I haven't been to.
I'd like to do a whale watch here, not in Hawaii. Yeah. So the different whales. So yeah, there's lots of things. We live in a wonderful area.
We do. We really do. Do you have a favorite restaurant locally?
Well, Anthony's was the first place I was taken to. And of course, there's Anthony's throughout the Puget Sound area. They also have Hearthfire and the Oyster House.
Yeah.
If it's on the water, I like it.
Yeah. And you'll probably get some good seafood and good protein.
Yes.
What's your number one advice for people who might be just feeling stuck, right? Like just feeling stuck about weight loss?
Well, you have to change.
Yeah.
Do you want to stay stuck? How does that make you feel? Think about your future, the kind of life you want to live. I feel so much better. Just, you know, when you have coffee, by late afternoon, you're dragging. That doesn't happen with this. My energy just goes right through the day. And then when I get tired at night, I go to bed. So, you know, I sometimes do stay up too late. But it's just worth it. You have to take care of yourself. Especially as women, we take care of everybody else. And how can you be there for your family if you aren't taking care of yourself and setting a good example is another thing I have in mind.
No, those are very good points. And then do you have a favorite recipe from TLS, from the program, that someone introduced to you that you hadn't thought of before or tried before?
There is. And that was the sheep pen cooking. So I did the one with chicken and different vegetables, and I think I'll do more of that in the fall and winter. I really like that idea. I hadn't heard of it before, and it was fun and easy.
Yeah, I mean, and for those listening, it's basically putting everything on a cookie sheet, your chicken and seasoning it, and then your vegetables, and you just put it all in together, and it cooks all together. It's kind of nice, kind of easy.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, I would say that one's a good one. And I just don't, you know, people don't always, I just think that was another great thing about the group is just getting ideas, because you kind of get stuck with your same old, same old. So we will be doing another program of coaching people, which will include the exercise things and the Zoom calls and the education piece and the science piece. And I think the summer gets really busy, and with my kids out of school, I think we're hoping to do it in September. So I think we're going to push it to the fall and start it in the fall. So those of you listening to this that want to learn more and get into that group, let us know. You can definitely take a weight loss profile survey on my website called go to drpenroseweightloss.com, and then you can click on the resources and find the weight loss profile survey. And that same website, drpenroseweightloss.com, also has all the videos under the resources area. You can find the educational videos for like metabolism, reading labels, basically all the things we went. So if you're just curious and you want to like start learning about some of that now, there's testimonials and kind of an idea of what is the TLS program. All that stuff is on that website. So should anybody listening want to kind of learn a little bit before before I'm going to do another group of coaching, then you can go there and then reach out to me if you have questions. So Kathy, I just appreciate your time. I thank you for sharing your story with us, and just hope it encourages other people to give it a thought.
I hope so, yeah.
So thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening to the Stay Healthy South Sound podcast, brought to you by Penrose & Associates Physical Therapy. If you want some free tips to implement right away on various problems like knee pain, back pain, running injuries, and many more issues, then jump on over to penrosept.com and download the free report that fits your needs. You will receive helpful tips right away and have the choice to email in for further questions and set up a free phone consultation. You can reach us at 360-456-1444 and info@penrosept.com. You can stay connected with us at stayhealthysouthsound.com and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks again for joining us, and we'll see you next time on the Stay Healthy South Sound podcast.